This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
A little breaking news. Gio Milian is reporting that quarterback Tyler Van Dyke to start Hurricanes regular season finale against Pittsburgh tonight. So okay. Rivals is reporting that he is starting, so it's official. Go ahead, my man.
I like that. I just hope he's not trying to be Superman, because listen, if he's not 100%, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't want to see him.
But it's the last game, so he might as well try it. If he must have practiced. He must have thrown the ball earlier this week. Let me explain something here to all of you out there. If he comes out again and looks like he did a couple of weeks ago
against FSU,
I'm going to be ripping the coaching staff. And yeah. I'm going to be ripping them, and I'll be ripping them all offseason. And, by the way, it will now be something that I'll be concerned about, because then they have either they don't care about the kids, or they have a terrible eye at understanding whether somebody's healthy or not. Because it happened already once. It better not happen again.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see him 99. I don't want to see him 99.9% healthy. I want to see him 100% healthy. And so FSU game was, what, 2-3 weeks ago? So we'll see. DJ Ivy is another senior, fifth-year senior from South Dade.
By the way, Manny Navarro is saying that it has not been confirmed yet that TVD is starting.
Somebody's lying.
So Rivals may have gotten it a little early. That's why I mentioned the guy's name or the reporter's name, because I don't want it on my ass.
No, of course.
If I report something, it's pretty much money. But I'm not going to report something that I'm not going to make it sound like I'm reporting, because I'm not
that.
Reporting it. But just in case, I want to make sure we give credit to the person that broke it, or they get critique for breaking the wrong story. So one of the two, but either way, my ass is saved. That's all I worry
about. We're reporting the reports.
Yes.
That's all we're doing.
We're just passing on the reports.
Yes.
But we're going to see. I mean, Manny has thought that he's going to start anyways from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. How many of them left?
No, that was it. That was DJ Ivy is the only other one here that I'm seeing. So
that's about 10?
That's a handful of seniors.
Oh, so it's not even 10.
Not even 10.
Wow. I thought it was a little more.
Ivy.
DJ Ivy is, and by the way, Zion's been here like 80 years.
Zion.
He's still like a junior, right? Or a sophomore?
Yeah, but you know what? He's probably medical redshirting, one of these years. Remember, he has a COVID. 2019 was his first year as a true freshman. And I'll tell you right now, Zion is, I just had it. I'll tell you right now. Give me a second. Number 60.
By the way, Don Chaney Jr. is out on the field warming up, according to Adam Lichtenstein. So he's been dealing with injuries all year long. So we'll
Zion Nelson's a fourth-year junior.
Okay.
Fourth-year junior.
I thought there were more seniors than that on the team.
Not even 10.
I thought it was a little more than 10, actually. So I was
Remember, we had 17 guys leave this spring.
That's true.
17 guys left this spring. Some guys are hurt, that are probably DJ's one of those guys. We'll see. He's out there. But I think I kind of like 5 guys. Scaife on the O-line. Ola was shown on the O-line. Headley. Steed, Ivy, that's 5, and I think that's it. I think that's all she wrote.
Okay. All right, so we'll continue to keep you updated and see if anything develops with Tyler. I'm hoping he does play, but if he does play, it's because they made sure that he can play.
Yeah, because remember, against FSU, when he kind of started wincing,
it was
a non-con. He tried throwing the ball, if you guys remember.
No, I remember. I talked about it this week, that the coaches on the other side can't see him wincing, and he's asking me, you all right? He goes, yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. And he can't see his face wincing every time he throws. Like, he ain't all right, dude. What are you doing?
And see, so, at what point?
And listen, I get trying today because the season's over. So if you can't go, you've got the whole offseason to recover, and I get why they're trying it. You know what I mean? But you also don't want to put him out there where he can't help you. And that's what happened the other day, that you played him when he clearly cannot help you. So why are you playing him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've never coached. I don't know if you've ever coached Pee Wee or whatever, but at what point as a coach?
I did sleep at a Holiday Inn last night, so I can do any goddamn thing out there.
Oh, so you're qualified to answer the question. So my question to you is this. at what point as a coach do you say, look, I know you're not healthy, but I see you really want to play. Okay. But no. If this happens, blah, blah, blah. Because, I mean,
no, you got to stop them from themselves. You got to stop them from themselves.
Yeah.
That's your job as a coach, as a mentor, as a custodian of the program. You've got to take care of the young man. You can't, you cannot allow him to put in a, because look at Tua. His crazy ass will put himself in all kinds of positions that he'll end up injured.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks like maybe now he's figuring it out, so that's good. It finally took him a while to figure it out. I'm always terrified with him and the injuries. And so, you know, it's just one of those deals. And so you've got to protect players from themselves because they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy like Tua just doesn't know how to do it. Now he's been throwing the ball away now and sliding finally, you know.
It's hard when you know only how to play one speed, the sport that you love your entire life, and somebody tells you, look, man, for the sake of your health, for the sake of your career, you got to do it different now.
The team. When you talk about the quarterback, everything falls on you.
Yeah.
You go out and the whole thing goes to crap. So you can't play the same as everybody else. You have to be more careful than everybody else because you're the most important piece to the entire puzzle.
Yeah, to the entire operation. And look how hard it must be for guys because they're not being told to change this because they've, you know, after they've been doing it for a season or two. Like, look, this is new to you. You can still change it. This is ingrained in them. Tua wants to run. He wants to, you know, go for those extra yardage and stuff like that. And, you know, I think it's ingrained in athletes, period, that, you know, it's a competitor in him or her that it's like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to do it. I can do it. That's like, and not in a bad sense, but an ego thing. You know, coaches, they take over jobs because they think that they can do it. They think they can do it better than anybody else. Even going to, look, Matt Rhule is going to take over a really, really bad situation at Nebraska, and they're giving him 8 years to do it. We'll see what he can do, you know? And so it's kind of thing, the same thing with athletes. They think I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, until they see that they can't. So hopefully he's healthy enough, and because I think Miami's chances increase significantly if he's out there healthy.
Manny Navarro's reporting that Miami QB Tyler Van Dyke will go through warm-ups before they decide any final decision on his status. So the fact that he's out there warming up doesn't necessarily mean that he's starting.
No.
We got to just kind of hang in there a little bit and give it a few minutes, and we'll figure out whether he's starting or not. And I think that's what gives this team at least a chance, man.
I know you're not a fan of this, O, but I somewhat, as long as you have everybody on the same page, players, staff, other players on a team, aligned and, okay, this is how we're going to do it, this is what we're going to do, I'm not opposed to playing two quarterbacks, as long as both quarterbacks know their role. All right, and people think, oh, no, you can't do that because then you become predictable. Jakari's in there. He's in there for a run. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
But he's not good enough of a passer.
He's not.
Again, you're now putting him in a position that he should not be in.
He's a quarterback, though. Yeah, I get he's a freshman, he's but you can't handicap the offense just because there's a running quarterback in there. I'm not saying that you got to throw a wrinkle in there. Again, it's the last game of the season. The last game of the season, there's got to be some type of element of surprise. So if Jakari's in it, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a run, okay? But, I mean, that's just how I feel about the situation. I'm not totally 100% opposed to it, to quarterback system. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen next season, okay? But, you know, in an ideal world, you see the Gators, what they did in 08. You know, you get inside the red zone, you have a different guy for different things. And then all of a sudden, that jump pass was invented by, I mean, that's the first, I don't want to say invented, but it's the first time I saw it. You look like he's going to go over the pile, and then he tosses it over for a.
And the dude was a linebacker. They converted him to running back.
There you go.
And then he threw the pass.
There you go.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see how the coaching staff decides to handle the situation. Again, hopefully Tyler can go through the game 100%. Remember, it's his throwing arm too, guys.